Thursday night, Shachas Ksubis, we're learning a sugya that a sugya of a Kol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzina Mupach. That would be the name of the sugya. And we went through the Shakla Tari of the Gemara yesterday, and I think we're ready to start the Tosfos now. So we're on Lamed Amud Aleph, Maseches Ksubis.
Did you say yesterday that a fan is Sinem Mupach?
That what?
Sitting in front of a fan. Is that
sitting? You remember that the pacha means heat. You have to guard against extreme heat and perspiration and being overly hot. It's also sakana. Chutz mitzina mupachem. Okay. We're ready to learn Tosfos. What does that statement L'chayra mean? The statement that maybe we should clarify before we start what we're talking about. Pashtus, it means that there's a gzeirah in Shemayim that this should occur. Kol B'Dei Shemayim. Like it says, Arbam Yoim, Kaidim Mitzirus Havlad, it's Nigzer if a person is going to be an Oni or an Oshir or a Chacham or a Tipish, right? These are Nigzer before. And then whether there's a Gzar Din on Rosh Hashanah or Adam Nidoim B'chol Yom, we're not going to get into that. But there's Gzar Din as even the years of a person's life is really Kotsuv before he's born. And then events, right? Maybe it's there was a Psak Din on Rosh Hashanah. There was a Gzar Din, you know, the events that will happen to a person. That might be just Rosh Hashanah. It might be B'chol Yom. Very, very complicated in Yonim, how to make all the Gemara stim. So HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Pashtus means that if it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. There's a Gzair in Shemayim about all the events that will happen to you. And Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, that even if it wasn't Nigzar, you can bring it on yourself. Bipshia. Now we're going to learn, that's the Pasha is what the sentence means. Now that doesn't mean, again, Hashem's Yediyah is certainly, Hashem is omniscient, right? So that means Hashem knows everything. But that's not a stira, just like a person certainly has Bechira, because we certainly would say, and we do say, and Tosfos will talk about it later, the statement that Kol B'Dei Shemayim Chutz Miyireh Shemayim, when it's talking about what a person, what kind of a person you're going to be. So Kol B'Dei Shemayim, whether you're an Oni or an Asher or a Chacham or a Tipish or a Gibor or a Cholosh, Chutz Miyireh Shemayim, right, the level of your Yireh Shemayim, of your Tzidkus, of your being an Oved Hashem. Now, certainly, and the Rambam, the famous Shaila about Yediyah and Bechira, that they coexist. We're not going to go into that Shaila now. They coexist, even though it's maybe hard to picture how they can coexist, but they do. Now, here also, Lagabe Chutz Mitzinim Pachim, when you say a person Bipshia could bring Tzinim Pachim on himself, so certainly though, it doesn't mean Hashem doesn't know about it beforehand, right? Hashem knows everything. But it means there was no special gzeira that this person should catch cold. Tractosis, anything's like that. It says a person shouldn't cross a highway, without looking, or even with looking, maybe, if we're talking about a highway. A person shouldn't cross a regular street without looking. A person shouldn't maybe cross on a red light, whatever. So al yamunot b'mokom sakana. So what do you mean? Alma yochol lishmarasmom and aparanus. So that means you could take steps to prevent what otherwise might be a sakana.
Tosfos needed the Gemara to prove that.
What?
Tosfos needed the Gemara to prove
that. According to you, certainly.
According to the Rabbi Tzvi, it's not cheaper, right?
Why?
That obviously, a person shouldn't jump in front of a truck, or they shouldn't.
Maybe he could.
A person doesn't, if they don't eat for a week, they might get it.
That's this Gemara.
It's interesting, Tosfos is bringing Gemara.
You want to know how?
In a minute, Tosfos is nice cheaper, but anyway.
Alma yachol lishmarasu min ha-peronus, v'chein kir notui do osur lavor tachtov, hosom min ha-pshia yachol lishmarasu, tovadai shabiyod olohomis atzmo. That's for sure, a person could commit suicide. Just like, we'll talk about it, just like Reuven could kill Shimon, Reuven could commit murder, a person certainly can kill himself. Now, we'll talk in a second. Now, a person can kill himself, Tyson says. So if going into a sakana is the equivalent of killing yourself. Maybe it's not as blatant, it's not as direct, but it's along those lines. In other words, a person has the ability to harm himself. Hashem made that part of Bechira, that a person has the ability. He's not allowed to, but he has the ability to. So if going under a kir notui is dangerous, so he's not allowed to do it. Just he's not allowed to jump off a roof.
Doing an avera bechira.
Right? He's doing an avera.
That's a bechira.
Right.
He's doing an avera bechira.
Yeah. So what about being
so
a chayal?
They hold the rest of the gemara, which says even though there's no arba mitzvahs based anymore, really there's all these things that's called the shemayim. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Here we're talking about he's consciously going into a makom sakana.
Well,
in those cases he wasn't.
Avera.
Yeah, but those cases he's not doing an avera. It happened.
He did an avera. That's why it happened.
He did any avera. It's Michal Shabbos.
An avera. But in other words, we're saying.
I'm not following.
I'm saying here we're saying because it is.
Here there's an avera to go into a makom sakana.
Yeah, Tosfos, by the way, when he says Havada Yado Hamisasma, is that a rise from Gemara? That's he says Vahavada Shit Bisvar.
It sounds like he's saying it in Svar.
Shit Bisvar. So the Rav explains because you have that's the person that you have.
The person Hashem gave a person
choice.
That ability.
So like
just like a person has Bechira to kill someone else, he has Bechira to kill himself.
So they also Bechira to do to eat a Yom Kippur, in which case you're going to get the Misa B'Day Shemayim and Karei Shemayim.
Yeah.
So that's called B'Day Shemayim. What's the difference?
The Misa, I think you're mixing up the Avera with the Onesh.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
There we're talking about the Avera he did with Bechira, and the Onesh is happening to him, and that's B'Day Shemayim. That's the Onesh.
Well, why
here we're talking about.
He did an Avera.
Yeah.
Jumping in front of the trucks in a van.
Right.
So what's the difference?
What? I'm not sure what you mean, but I'm not following.
I'm not following.
Are you holding that his death is the onesh for the avera of jumping in front of the truck? Like the fact that the truck kills him is the onesh for the avera?
I think it is.
Is that what he's saying?
I think it is, but I don't know if that's...
Yeah,
I think it is. I think that's why he will die, because a person... suffers the consequences of his actions.
But only if he has a season then to die. If he doesn't, the car could knock him 100 feet and he'd still get
right.
up and walk away.
No, but sometimes, that's what I mean. Sometimes, I don't know if that's always true. In other words, we learned the Chavis HaLovitz yesterday and I said that if it wasn't nigzar on him to die at that moment, then even his attempted suicide will fail. Can't cover everything. I do think though that sometimes it's possible that his death will be the onesh of his doing the avera of trying to commit suicide. In other words, it doesn't have to be, I think that's it doesn't have to be the gezar din that'll die. It could be that he affected his death as an onesh because a person has bechira. And then when you have bechira, you can suffer the consequences of your action. So it's possible that it works along that system. Now, Hashem knows that's going to happen. That's really Yadir and Bechira. Well, that's Yadir and Bechira. But even if there's no Gezeira, Chalilovitz doesn't talk about this aspect. He talks about if it's not Nigzah, you'll die, you won't die. And if it's Nigzah, you'll die anyway. There is a third scenario that Chalilovitz doesn't cover. And that is when you do an Aveira, then Hashem allows you to suffer the consequences of your actions, and you brought it on yourself by doing something you're not supposed to do. So you're the cause of it. It's like you caused your own onesh by doing something inappropriate or wrong, Now that could even be watching your health. So that's what Tosis is saying. The Havadrei Shabiyado Lohomis is asked, well, when there's Pshia involved, I'm understanding Tosis to be saying that when there's, in other words, Tosis is saying, let me just finish the thought. So what he's saying is means that sometimes there'll be a gzeira that something will happen to you, and there's nothing you can do to save yourself from it. Nothing you can do about it. Certainly things will happen because you're a pesheya. That's a different dynamic. That's what Tosis says. He doesn't explain. I'm suggesting that the explanation for the different dynamic is it's an Aveira, always Aveira. Like it's an Aveira. And as an Aveira, it might very well be, as is many times the case by an Aveira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you, the onesh is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to suffer the consequences of your actions. He says, okay, go ahead. You want to be a wise guy? Go ahead, and you will suffer the consequences. Now, that's called man-generated. That will happen even without a Gezeirah Shemayim. Let's say, there's no Gezeirah Shemayim. Chazal doesn't discuss this scenario. The Chiddush and Tosfos and in this sugya is that it's possible a scenario where there was no Gezeirah to die at that moment, but the person was a Pesheya. Chazal also says that you're doing an Averis Ritzicha when you commit suicide. He just doesn't discuss it from this angle, that it's an onesh for the Avera of committing suicide. So, but that's what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying that, and I believe that's John Tosis.
I enjoy that.
It's okay.
I think I agree with that.
Fine. What are you asking?
I agree. That's what I meant. I hear that. So then the Braisa says there's no more Sanhedrin, right? So if a person uses the Bechira, he doesn't
say stop! The Braisa is not talking about Bechira. The Braisa is talking about only the Onesh.
How did they get the Onesh?
He did something a year ago with Michal Shabbos. But that's
so
not.
The time I'd have to
that's
do
not called
it?
The consequence.
Is there a consequence?
I'm not sure.
That's what he did.
Okay. When I say a person, sometimes Hashem allows a person to suffer the consequences of his actions, when it's an Aveira, I'm talking about when there's direct cause and effect. I'm not talking about an Onesh like falling off a roof because a person was Mechal Shabbos and that's akin to Skila. That's not called suffering the consequences of your actions in the sense that I mean it. I mean a direct cause and effect. Chilul Shabbos doesn't cause falling off roofs, but running across highways causes people to get run over. There's a direct link.
I don't understand the chiluk.
I don't understand why I'm saying a chiluk. I don't know what you're asking. I'm just pointing out that chiluk exists.
They smoke 100 cigarettes a day, and it's stupid, and it's nevera. And they can live to be 120. It's not mukhrach that they're gonna die or whatever we call it. A person doesn't take care
a person
of
that smokes
shot,
100. A person that smokes a pack a day. A person that smokes a pack a day. My understanding of Tosis is that indeed a person that smokes a pack a day will contact lung cancer, and it will not be a gzeiras shamayim from before he was born that he will contact lung cancer at the age of 57. No such gzeira.
But
he brought it on himself. How?
But
how could it be if there was no gzeira? So Tosis doesn't explain. I'm explaining because since it's an aveira to do, a pshia is usher to do, so you bring it on yourself as an onesh. So now the onesh is not disconnected.
If a person eats on Yom Kippur, it's disconnected that they then get, it says in the Torah, they get kares, it says in the Torah.
I don't know, okay, fine, I'll grant, I don't know why we're arguing.
No, I'm just saying, because the whole chiluk of the piece is what's called Bidei Shemar, it's called Bidei Adam, that's the whole piece.
That's called Bidei Adam.
So the way
I'm explaining the reason it's called Bidei Adam is because you brought it on yourself. Now,
well, a person doesn't avera, they don't bring the onus on themselves. That's the bechira. I don't understand. That's not nigzar from
Shemayim. It's not the direct cause.
It is. It's not a direct cause
of our
not nigzar from Shemayim.
Of our physical world.
Is it nigzar from Shemayim?
Yeah. Now, Nigzer has an onus. After he was Mechal Shabbos, after he ate on Yom Kippur, he choked.
It was Nigzer.
Yeah.
And when a person,
it could be, you know what I'll tell you? Stupid. I'll tell you, if he ate on Yom Kippur and he choked on the bone when that he was eating, then I would compare it to Hashem said, so okay, wise correct, guy, right, I'll right. let you suffer the consequences of your. I don't think that's true. I said it jocularly, because it's not dangerous. If he ate something dangerous, like he didn't take out the bones, right? But I don't think it's not a natural consequence to choke on a piece of food. So that's heaven sent as an onus. I just want to explain Tosfos.
Yeah, yeah. What's the Tosfos? Not what you're up this way. Was kasher.
The Gemara apparently is saying that everything is nigzar before the child is born, or maybe on Rosh Hashanah, lo mishaneh, right? There's always a gzeirah shemayim, what's going to happen to you, except for tzinim upachim. He says, but there's tens of Gemaras, he brings down two of them, that make it apparent that there's such a thing called the sakana, and you determine whether that sakana is going to affect you or not. Asotin b'katreg b'shas sakana. You're not allowed to put yourself in a sakana. You're not allowed to go out at night. Tosfos could have brought down the Gemara in Pesachim. You don't go out at night. There's robbers around. There's bits around. Say, what's going on? If there's exactly the time I should break my leg, I'll break my leg anyway, even if I'm sitting home as a couch potato. And if there's no gazer, I'm going to break my leg, then I could walk among ditches in pitch black, and I'm not going to break my leg. What's going on? Subtitles are yourself. That when something is dangerous, then you have the ability to harm yourself without a gzeirah shemayim, and that's not what the Gemara is talking about. I'm adding commentary. What's taka pshat? Philosophically, theologically, what's pshat? So I think the pshat is because you're doing an avera, and the onesh is that Hashem says, okay, wise guy, we'll let you eat the consequences of your avera.
So there is a gezeirah.
No.
It's just a fresh gezeirah.
No.
Yeah,
it's an onesh. Yeah. Yeah, but with Tosfos is coming to talk about a prior gezeirah. Not as an onesh. We know that that's his point. That's his point. There's always a gezeirah. Everything that happens to a person is a gezeirah, like the Gemara in Amud Beis. With the dinar b'mitzvos lo botel, there's all the gzeirah shemayim, but that's a gzeirah now to get an onesh. We're talking about whether something has to be predetermined. Whether it's predetermined that a person's going to break his leg at the age of 17. So it is, but there's another circumstance where it's not, Tyson says. If the guy jumped, right? He did a ridiculous thing. He wanted to be, you don't know Evel Knievel. You remember this guy, Evel Knievel?
He made a jump. Every bone in his body.
Right? And he broke his bone, that's all. So that didn't have to be a gzeirah before he was born, or on Rosh Hashanah, that on Tuesday he's going to break his bone. So what is pshat? So I don't think the pshat, I think the pshat is because it's nichlal on the bechira, and this is therefore an onesh, and Hashem, I think in chemistry, this is going back like 40, 50 years, you have to excuse me, 40 years. In chemistry, maybe it's physics, I don't know. Like they want to go to the simplest place.
Lowest common denominator?
No, they want to, like the molecules want to go to the simplest place. The simplest onesh Hashem likes to give is when it's a obvious, when it's a direct consequence of what you did. So if you jump out a window, yes, you will probably break your legs. Sometimes, again, in the Chovos HaLavos, it sounded like he was saying no. Mm. But he wasn't discussing the aspect of an Avera and an Onesh. He wasn't talking about the Avera Shebo. He was just talking about that everything's a Gzeira Shemayim. And etc. That's all. Everything. That Bechira is not a Gzeira Shemayim, we know. That's not a surprise theologically, that Bechira is not a Gzeira Shemayim. And then the onus won't be a Gzeira Shemayim either. That's what I think Pshat and Tosfos is.
Eating on Yom Kippur is not Bechira.
Why do you think I'm saying that? I mamash don't get it.
Because I use the same exact words we're upset.
Yeah, but eating on the gives also bechira. Yeah.
So that is the onus.
Also, yeah.
That the guy gets
Who said not?
Because that's called bidei shemayim. This is called bidei adam. That's the whole gemara. That's the field of the gemara. So that's why I can't understand.
So I'm answering that when it's a natural consequence, it's called bidei adam.
Like he said, instant.
I don't think it's totally an instant. I think it's totally in Hashem allows the natural consequence of your action. It's not a natural consequence of Chilul Shabbos to fall off a roof. It was heaven sent that you should fall off a roof. But it's like Bitachon in the Chagos Halvavos. In the Hakdama to Shar Bitachon, he says, you know what Hashem does? This is the simplest, most beautiful thing Hashem does. When you don't have Bitachon, He lets you eat. Lashon of slang. He lets you eat the consequences of your actions. You want to trust America? You want to have faith in America? So he says, okay, my good friend, have it your way. You put your trust in stocks? He says, okay, my friend, have it your way. Stocks go down. That's called a natural consequence. So when you jump out a window, a natural consequence is to break. So that, I call that, you brought that upon yourself. To fall off a roof in your Mechal Shabbos and the content that we're talking about, is a gezeira shemayim. Like, there has to be some, so to speak, extra input from shemayim, that you should fall off a roof. To break your leg when you jump off a roof doesn't need an extra input in a shemayim. It just needs, so to speak, Hashem. So like, okay,
following
okay,
the
wise guy.
That he made.
Right, but it's an onesh. But it's an onesh. That I'm trying to explain what Toysus is saying. Really, there shouldn't be a steer to the Chodesh Halvavos' view that, of course, everything is a Gzeira Shemayim. Toysus seems to be saying, this is the famous thing, could Reuven murder Shimon? Right? So Toysus does not discuss that, right? Because Shimon's dying is not an onesh to Shimon for Reuven doing an Aveira. So for that, I'll stick with the Chodesh Halvavos. Reuven cannot kill Shimon unless there was a prior gezeira that Shimon would die at that moment. But or to kill you,
or if Shimon killed somebody else and wasn't caught,
that's a prior.
I don't understand why you're definitely saying this has to be an onish. Why can't it just be? I turn the page turns. I step in front of a truck, it kills me. Why is that an onish? It's just Hashem set up a derech hateva.
Because I refuse to think that Toysus. I don't think Toysus is saying that Hashem withdraws from the world. When Tosfos says it yourself.
Like you said, if you subject yourself to
the other way to learn in Tosfos, the other way to learn in Tosfos is that there's a whole mode called Mokum Sakana, and Hashem withdraws from that.
Right.
I don't want to say that. It's more logical to me that it's an Aveira, because it's akin to suicide, and then it's an onesh. That's why I'm saying, and you're right. Toysus does not say that. I'm saying John Toysus. I don't want to believe that, you know, even Hester Ponim is an onesh. Hester Ponim is also an onesh. It's an onesh of withdrawal, right? I mean, what you're saying, I don't think we're saying that different. You're saying when you do something like jump off out a window, so Hashem, so to speak, allows the
right.
Yes, so I'm saying
no
that also. I'm just adding the phrase as an onesh.
There's no
as an onesh.
Why does it have a teva? Just like I do anything that has a derech hateva consequence.
A guy can jump off the Empire State Building and live.
Yeah,
that's right. There's no such thing as nature. Everything Hashem does, every second is decided by Hashem.
Of course, okay, but Hashem set up a Teva, a system, right.
But it doesn't work by itself.
Of course it doesn't work by itself.
So that's what Rav is saying. It has to be an onesh because he's doing an Aveira. It's not because it's nature.
It doesn't have to be an onesh. When I turn the page turns, it's not a reward, it's not an onesh.
It's an onesh, he did an Aveira.
That's the system that Hashem set up.
There's no system.
The reason I'm saying it is because the only logical alternative I see to saying it's an onesh is to say Hashem withdraws. Hester Ponim. Okay, I know you're not happy card. Call it Hester Ponim. So now already I don't know how much difference there is. Hester Ponim is also an onesh. Why does Hashem make Hester Ponim when you do that? Why?
That still kind of doesn't mean Hashem's not doing it every second. It just means Hashem's not megala himself.
No, there is a mahalach that Hester Ponim means, like the Chavis Alvoda says in the beginning of Shara Mikoko. Hashem allows, you know, stocks go down. So the Chavis Alvoda says, it's an onesh, because it's not unnatural, it's not normally the way the world runs. You know, when Hashem, that's why I don't think there's much of a difference between us. Because when Hashem, so to speak, withdraws and allows nature to take its course, and by the way, when we say allows nature to take its course, it's so important to remember that Hashem made nature. It's not an independent force. But when Hashem withdraws, it's always as an onesh. It's always as, that gufa is the onesh. The onesh is that he's withdrawing.
Maybe Hashem's not doing it.
So I don't see a difference. I hear your point, but I'm saying that gufa is an onesh. There's no such thing that Hashem just withdraws because he's, you know, taking a break. Taking a break today. No, it's an onesh of Hester Ponim. So now, you're right. There's a subtle difference between what the two of us are saying. I'm saying when the guy jumps out a window, there's like a positive, active onesh that Hashem allows him to break his leg because he jumped out a window. And you're saying the onesh takes the form of Hashem allowing the normal forces of nature. Okay, but as long as it's still an onesh, we're talking about legabe. Was there a, again, let's keep in mind what we're talking about. We're talking about legabe. Was there a prior gezeira that he would break his legs, or can he be mechadesh that his legs are going to be broken? So the answer is yes, he can be mechadesh it as an onesh to something he did wrong. So whether we describe the onesh your way, we describe it my way, but the point is he could be mechadesh something happening to him. Then Tosfos says, but other events that happen to you, stam events, they will never happen without a gzeira shemayim. Chutz mitzinim upachim. If I learned, I'm not sure, he's learned that from a pasuk. I didn't come up with one yet. Maybe by Sunday I will. No, Tyson says you learn out from a pasuk that Hashem won't do that to you by tzinim upachim. He won't do it to you. He won't.
It's never honest.
Right. He won't just make a gezeira that you should catch cold. If you caught cold, it's because you weren't careful. You sat in front of a guy on the bus that coughed on you. Right? I go a lot on buses. I cringe. Guy back and he's coughing the whole trip. I come home, I say, prepare the tachrichim. This guy was coughing. It was coughing at me the whole time.
That's not tzinim pachim, must be that's not tzinim pachim.
It's not tzinim pachim? I'm not sure.
It's
not tzinim pachim?
Because it sounds like tzinim pachim is so, it's very limited. It's only when it can really be controlled. And Tosfos says later, if it's going to be a blizzard, that's not called tzinim pachim. If it's, you know, you're a person stuck without it in the desert, that's not tzinim pachim.
Okay.
Also, we don't know which way to hold. If Tzinim Apachim is the only thing B'day Shemayim, the only thing not B'day Shemayim.
Right. Depends on the interpretation that we learned.
Right.
Didn't we say in the Gemara there were two, right? There
was yeah, but now we're with the Maskon. We're going with the Maskon, and I call B'day Shemayim Chutz Tzinim Apachim. So again, Tosfos learns, bottom line, that Hashem will be geyser, that a person will break his foot, will be geyser all sorts of things on people, but he will not be geyser that a person will catch cold. I'm not sure what pacha means in Wisconsin, catch a fever. It's heat, get fever.
Heat stroke.
Why not? I don't know why not, but it's learned out from a pasuk in Mishlei. A person can always guard against that. The Yom of Adar Shin on base. Chas v'shalom. Adarab, if you learn EO, you'll see that the last 10 prokim of Eov all are saying that one of the weather is totally unpredictable, and it's all silly to think you can predict the weather or affect the weather. The weather is probably one of the greatest manifestations that there are things that are only beyond Hashem. The Gemara says it Tainus about Mafteach Shel Gishomim, right? Seeding the cloud, it's all
narrative.
They said 20 years ago. But Eov talks about, you learned the last program of Eov, talks about, according to the Malbim at least, I only learned it with Malbim. According to the Malbim, it talks about weather patterns, cold fronts, and you know, the weathermen, they always...
High front, low front.
Always the Gulf of Mexico is always involved. It's all a waste of time. So Hashem, how many times have we all heard, I don't listen to the radio, not our sit because I don't understand Hebrew. But in America, how many times have they said, 100% chance of rain? 100% chance of rain. But the pilot on my trip, smooth sailing the whole way. Terrible turbulence. And he followed the flight pattern that he was given. He said smooth sailing for sure. So when they say 100% chance of rain, actually it was in my days that they changed. They used to talk about if it's going to rain or not. Then I remember when they started talking about percentages. Because then they can't be wrong. They can never be wrong. So they say 70% chance of rain. So if it didn't rain, they say, okay, it was the other 30%. So I told you.
Partly sunny, partly cloudy.
But once in a while they said 100%. Who hasn't been in a snowstorm, like a real blizzard, and they say, okay, it's going to stop in 2 hours. This is 2 hours away. And then they say, oh, there was a wind shift coming from the south all of a sudden. And it's going to snow another 12 inches. That's the end of EO. Okay, we'll continue. The weather, be an example. The weather is the greatest manifestation, and only Hashem is in charge.